Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 152, Jeweled Dragon Acrobats. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello and welcome to Memory 152 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, postseason baseball is in full swing and we've got some great series so far. Sadly, you know, my Orioles didn't even make the cut and the other team I really like, the Washington Nationals, faded in the final stretch also. Now it doesn't even look as if Marty McFly got it right either, as the Cubs have been swept. At least I know one thing that will return a smile to my face, and that's reliving some more of my amazing trips to Walt Disney World with you. So let's continue our day at Epcot, shall we? Let's set the stage again. It's Monday at the end of January 2015, and the whole family has traveled to Orlando for a week vacation to celebrate my dad's milestone birthday. The bright sunny day is starting to wane, and the earlier winds are now occasional breezes, but without the sun, it's starting to cool things off a bit. The crowds are light to moderate, a 5 out of 10 on touringplans.com, but in this park, that still isn't bad. We left off last memory as we finished seeing Sergio in the Italy Pavilion, and we're making our way around to Germany to look for a pretzel snack. I won't make you listen to the family eating and talking, you know, so instead we'll actually pick back up the memory as we've just finished our pretzels and are starting to walk towards the next country, China, in hopes of catching the next showing of the Jeweled Dragon Acrobats. We'll walk into the pavilion, which is beautifully lit by the setting sun at our backs. We'll make our way up towards the Temple of Heaven and inside to where the show has already begun. Sadly, this is another show that is much better to see than to hear, so you really will have to close your eyes and think back to when you were there so that you can see it too. I'll reach down and grab one of my kids, put them on my shoulders because the room is so crowded, and we're going to have to stand in the back to watch the show this time. The group is just amazing, as always. There appears to just be nothing that they can't do physically. As the show wraps, you know, we're presented with a choice again, so do we stay for the movie or do we move on to something else? We'll opt to move on instead and move to our next location, which actually ends up being more food, over at La Cantina de San Angel. We pick up some guacamole and some empanadas and go find a seat out over the water as we eat some more of the great food here. It's our first time dining here, so it's actually a really great experience. It's not very crowded, and the food is actually quite good. But that view is the best thing of all. We get to watch this as the sun was setting, and it was a gorgeous view. And you can only imagine what it would be like to sit there and watch fireworks. Again, as we sit down to eat, this will be a great place to stop for the day. So we'll pick back up next time right here. As always, you can find out how to contact and follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course, support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes. This really helps increase the visibility and provides people with an idea of how great this podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on your headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we watch some of the greatest tumblers perform for a packed room inside the China Pavilion.
All right. Candied apples. All right, sorry. I think they're working with it around the corner.
Your hands are very clean, you know. Keep putting them in your mouth, you're going to get sick.
Don't worry about that too much this week. It's going to be an uphill battle with him being tired. We totally agree.
the only thing I do worry about is being out in a place like this. I wasn't thinking about that.
His vaccination is a lot better than
his.
Come see Susie. Quickly. Inside there?
What?
Caramel.
And she's going to dip the apples in her.
No, she's going to drizzle caramel all over them. Ooh, and there's caramel popcorn they're making back there.
What is she doing? She's putting caramel on the... Can't lick your fingers, though.
Does that look yummy?
That would be so bad. You just
splattered. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You okay? You're okay. Not that much. Doing good.
She doesn't know that one either.
No, not so much. Comes out there. Snow White.
I don't care.
I thought the wind was dying down. Oh, it's at 7, right?
It's at 7.
It's just 6. Not too early.
That's when the wind advisor says it should stop. Note to self, don't watch the fireworks on this side.
Not on this side.
Not tonight.
Although you wouldn't catch the smoke either because it'll go.
Really fast, yeah.
It'll be blown out before it even hits you. In just a little bit. I can't hear you over the wind. I'm sorry.
Your dad was, do you think they've ever canceled a firework?
No. There are out, this, the Orlando outlets aren't too far. I'm hoping they moved them inside. Are you looking at the sunset, though, in the clouds behind Swan? And Dolphin?
Go inside and see the China movie.
Dad? They supposedly have a really good collection of tea. There's another really good tea place in UK. It is inside. Oh yeah, I guess I gotta park it here. Quick. You're heavy.
Your back's gonna be.
Yeah, I didn't see great, but I got to see some.
Watch what?
Canada. Watch the movie.
Oh.
What do you guys want to do?
Do you want to do that or Grand Fiesta or both? We got time. It's a quick one, and it's right here. That's the only reason I was saying. We have to walk past it to go to Canada. You want to watch Canada? Well, inside there, yes. All those bodies. How soon is what? At Canada? I'm not sure I can tell that one. I'll try. I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shishi. Suze, this way.
give it back.
But I feel like until Ashley, she did it. She's like, oh.
No.
I can, like, peek around someone and see he was in front of me. Oh. They were kids. So my feet are asleep.
Mikey, we're not going to ride the monorail today, okay? I was just adding O Canada in. There are ducks. I think we start walking towards Mexico because I got a feeling that's the next best choice. They don't know about spring. Probably egg rolls.
Do you want to go see?
The egg rolls probably.
Yeah. They might have a spring roll. I don't know.
I just thought it would be something. But it's
okay. Let's go. Okay. Hey. Stop. We will in a little while, okay? That's the Nine Dragons. I've eaten there once, it was very good. Yeah, this is the counter service. Yeah. It was pretty good.
When you were coming down here before?
Yeah. Decided to just make a reservation real quick and walk right up.
Talk to you. It
looks like it's a pork. It looks like it's just. Chicken, sesame chicken, Hong Kong style vegetables. Yeah. I don't see one. Sorry. There's no line for Mulan. Would she like to meet her? Okay.
That's good.
So we go do Mexico, go do Canada, and then go towards the front of the park. See what we want to do. Okay, well, what would you like to eat? What?
Something else, I think.
There's a pastry place here. Okay. There's a Mexican place on the outside. Ooh, look at the sunset. Susie. To your left.
Is it Venus? Too high. It's probably...
It's gotta be.
It's got a little bit of, like...
I know, I see those, like, streaks.
Yeah, look. The rays.
You don't see that here.
Nah, it's pretty.
But the wind.
Mikey, get your hand out of you.
I don't think I've ever seen stink rays like that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, there are like...
Well, Grandpa Spike did say he would get you a souvenir while we're here. Let's not get that, though.
What about Grandpa Spike?
This is Norway. It's closed.
Closed?
To become frozen.
Oh, really?
In about another year.
Well, then it's closed.
There's a that pastry bakery.
Yeah, that... Boat ride wasn't so fantastic.
I mean, there's a restaurant there, but
except for the scary
looks solid.
Face in the water, isn't that this?
No, that's pirates.
Ride the boat.
That's what I keep suggesting, but my wife's not interested.
Inside.
It's inside. That's what I keep thinking. It's a good idea.
Inside.
Inside.
In Mexico, right? Do you really want to throw that up? Can we look at the restaurant before we go in? Can we take food on the road?
No.
Are we going to do kid stuff at a separate time?
Kid stuff.
We'll do the ride.
I don't understand what you mean.
Christmas dinner, are we doing presents at that time?
Yes, we weren't planning to open anything. That's
okay,
all picture of things. Did you actually physically bring stuff to
bring for the kids?
Okay, then maybe we can open it at the house or something, at the condo.
Drag it around all day, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring it here.
Yeah, I would leave it at the condo.
We can do that at the condo. So.
This place was really good. For a restaurant. No, this was a sit-down. The counter service is around the side. They've actually got two sit-downs now. This is... I walked up on it last time.
Hi, down.
Keep going. Just keep walking. It won't be tomorrow. We'll do it some other time. Oh. Trace, there's a whole menu right here. Right there.
I'm going to stand right outside.
Are we going inside? Do you want to come back out to that later, maybe?
There's chips and guacamole. I don't know how to say that, but they got cheese empanadas, which is really good, too.
Cheese empanadas?
Yeah.
Do you want to get them and carry them inside?
On the boat, at least. That's where we're going, Susie. I mean, we could just get them, take them inside, eat them, and then get on the ride.
Yeah, that's what I was... While you're walking around and shopping.
All right, hop out. Come here. All right, let's go get the food then.
Susie,
come here real quick. Mikey, come with me. Right here on your left.
Where to go? Right here?
The sorter right there.
Is it all this?
Yeah.
I mean,
so what do you need?
10.
How many do you think? There's kids empanadas, and you can get the adult empanadas.
Get the adult empanadas.
Just one order of that and make them all serve.
Serve with Mexican slaw, yeah. And then get a guacamole, or do you want the nachos?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Goodbye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.